From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting the U.S. and Russia tried to avoid miscalculation in the skies over Syria. The United States and Russia are expected to sign a memorandum of understanding Tuesday on air safety in Syria's skies. But a Pentagon spokesman said the guidelines are not part of a broader agreement on how the countries could operate. A U.S. official told VOA the document would include a choice of radio frequency for communication and other safety measures to share the skies. Speaking in Madrid Monday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cautioned Russia's presence only increases violence in the country.
If Russia is only there or principally there to prop up Assad, that will simply attract more jihadis to the fight, and that will provide more refugees and more violence.
The U.S.-led coalition has targeted Islamic State militants with airstrikes for more than a year. Russia says it's targeting terrorist groups, but the Pentagon and rights groups say the majority of Russia's strikes aren't anywhere near IS-controlled territory. Canada's Liberal Party, under its 43-year-old leader, Justin Trudeau, eldest son of the late Prime Minister Pierre Trudeau, has won a majority government in national elections, ending 9 years of Conservative Party rule. University of Toronto political scientist Christopher Cochrane calls it an amazing political comeback.
It's hugely significant for the Liberals, who were on the brink of oblivion after the last election. They had reached their lowest electoral result in the party's history, lower only than the election before that in 2008. So many people had written the Liberal Party off, and this obviously is a response to those claims.
The Conservatives are now expected to be the official opposition. At least 14 killed, 20 wounded Monday in deadly clashes in central Somalia. Witnesses say rival clan militia engaged in street battles in the town of Beledweyne following a dispute over tax collection. This is VOA News. Several hundred mostly elderly South Koreans headed for North Korea Tuesday for a reunion with relatives they have been separated from since the Korean War ended in armistice. Troy Stangerone is with the Washington-based Korea Economic Institute.
There's only been maybe about a dozen family reunions since the end of the Korean War. A very small number of Koreans have met or even had a chance to really interact and speak in any way with their relatives. This is sort of one of the big differences between the division with Germany, to where you had people able to travel between the two countries, call each other, you know, write letters, send packages. We may have had the physical wall in the case of Germany and Berlin, but you've had a real wall between the two people, so it's very significant, especially now that, you know, some 70 years later, many of the people who had relatives are very old and are beginning to die off.
There have been 20 inter-Korean reunions arranged by both sides since 2000. This three-day reunion, only the second in the past 5 years, after the Koreas reached agreement in August to ease tensions. U.S.-based cybersecurity firm CrowdStrike says Chinese hackers tried to break into U.S. technology and drug firms to steal trade secrets despite a new agreement with Washington to stop such actions. Josh Earnest is a White House spokesman.
When President Obama was standing alongside President Xi in the Rose Garden just a couple of weeks ago, President Obama made clear that the United States would judge China not based on its words, but based on its actions. You can rest assured that the relevant agencies in the United States government are closely monitoring China's actions.
CrowdStrike says it thwarted at least seven attempts to break into computers used by U.S. companies in the 3 weeks since the September 25 agreement. China's foreign ministry says Beijing is opposed and cracks down on all forms of hacking and is the victim of such intrusions. The U.S. company says these hackers are using tools and techniques previously used by hackers based in China. Croatia opened its border with Serbia late Monday following about 3,000 migrants who've been stranded in cold, rainy conditions for nearly 2 days to stream through. The backlog occurred after Hungary shut down its crossing into Croatia early Saturday, forcing migrants to travel a longer route through Slovenia to reach Western European destinations. Meanwhile, Turkey's prime minister says he won't allow his country to be treated as a concentration camp for refugees, but is willing to work with European Union countries to stem the illegal flow. In South Africa Monday, thousands of protesters closed down the country's top universities as they demonstrated against planned tuition hikes. The campuses of Rhodes University, University of Cape Town, and the University of Witwatersrand suspended classes. Protesters argue students, most of them black, will be forced to give up their education goals. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.